I'd invite you to open your Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I love how the Bible works, and I always find little ways where it interests me in different manners as I study it more and as I grow in perspective. And I came across two verses that I'd like to talk about, and as I thought about it and read a little more, I realized I could get an entire sermon out of these two verses. So I'm going to try not to do that tonight. Don't worry, it's not going to be long. But I'm going to try to stay on topic and focused to just a few singular points. If you would, look at verse 9 in chapter 4. And in 1 Chronicles, we have been going through quite a list of genealogies. And the genealogy continues, and we come across this in verse 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Continuing in verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Now we could have an entire discussion about the providence of God and the nature of prayer. And those are two things that I'm not going to address tonight. But very simply, I wanted to talk about these two things, and then we will be done for the evening. But just to focus our minds, to have a little encouragement, and it is to look at the example of Jabez. He realized that he had a need, and he lived his life in an honorable way, regardless of circumstance, which you could argue. And his mother did the same in verse 9, that he was born in pain. It was not always easy, and yet we see Jabez being an honorable man. And when he comes across something that he needs, he petitions God. And he realizes who God is. And his attitude towards God is one that is all-powerful and one that can meet our needs. And we should have the same attitude. God can meet our needs, and we need to go to him when those needs arise. And he's not arrogant, he's not prideful, and he says, "Would you do this because I have the faith that you can?" And it's a wonderful sentiment that we can find in the midst of this chronicles of genealogies in this chapter. And the motivation behind it is not only to meet his needs, but if you look at the latter half of verse 10, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And so even his motivation is one that is pure and righteous. He has some needs that he once met, and he asks for them, and he asks for that so that he will also not encounter evil, not cause evil, and that he may not cause pain. And that's a righteous thing that we need to ask of God as well. That this may keep me from evil, that you would bless me in this manner. And then the last part of verse 10 is the last point that we're going to talk about this evening, and it's that God does provide. That God is capable of provision, and that he already has, but God is the Almighty. God loves us, God does want to take care of us, and God can. That's something that needs to pervade our everyday walk. That no matter what that circumstance is, we need to humble ourselves, like Jabez did, with the knowledge that God is in control and that God can grant what we ask of him. And that's all I will talk about those few verses, as we could discuss many things, but it's an encouraging example of God working, that God does work, and that we need to acknowledge that fact and take solace and encouragement in that fact. So I charge that to us this evening. If there's any need that you have that we can help you with tonight, I encourage you to come forward as we stand.